Well, it's early in the morning, but it's later than you think.
Well, obviously you have something to say, or you wouldn't have a couple of CDs out. You've got, these are all original songs on these CDs, right? Yeah. So tell me about them, because they look very different.
Yeah, well, both of them, those are both came out within the last 2 years, and the one you're holding in your hand now is called It's Later Than You Think. That was the first one that came out, and I released that at Gamble Rogers Festival in 2008, and the other one is Pawn Shop, and I released that at Gamble Rogers Festival in 2009. And both of them were produced by Liz and Lon Williamson up there where we were 2 weeks ago. Truthfully, my music career really began in 2008 at the Gamble Rogers Festival. I had been writing songs for all my life and messing around with it, but it was then that I really made a decision that I was really going to try to find a bigger audience and really try to get my stuff heard on radio and travel around and play.
Well, let's back up.
Okay.
So tell me about yourself. Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Tallahassee. I'm a seventh generation Floridian, and I'm from Tallahassee, Florida.
Now, how did they make a living through the generations?
It was way before statehood, or several years before statehood.
Wow.
And they came down from South Carolina. You know, they were like everybody else. They were merchants in cotton and later in turpentine and lumber. And
what inspiration did all that give you in the songs that you write?
Well, people ask me who my influences are, and really my influences artistically have really been more writers like, you know, Faulkner and Flannery O'Connor and Poe and people like that, and poets. And I spend as much time you know, reading poets and fiction and getting my musical inspiration from that as anything. There's nobody in my family that really are musicians. But I've always had a real sense of place, and I think pretty much when you listen to my songs, most of them have that going on. It's a kind of a sense of place. So many of the things that I write about tend to reflect upon that. I kind of like just the idea that I'm more of kind of a musical journalist and just kind of write about what I see, as opposed to telling anybody what they ought to do. There's a song on my second record, maybe we'll play it, called Real Country, which is my take on where I live in Wakulla County.
All right, we'll talk about the real country.
Well, what happened was, is I believe it or not, I make trips up to Nashville to try to sell my songs and pitch my songs to contemporary country radio. And it's a stretch, and I know it's a stretch, but I keep doing it. And I was up there about a year and a half ago, and I actually did land a meeting on 16th Avenue with a music publisher. And I went in there, and I played her my stuff, and she was really nice. And when I got through, I played her three songs, and she said, you know, you've got the country thing down, but you really need to study up on contemporary country. And I had really never understood that there was a difference between country and contemporary country, as in Merle Haggard versus Taylor Swift, I guess. And so I went home and I figured that what I would need to do to write a contemporary country song would be study up on contemporary country, which would be Wakulla County. So that's what that is, and it's called Real Country, and it's kind of a finger in the eye of Nashville. It's kind of my way of poking back at them a little bit.
Nashville, it ain't your grand old Opry. No, this is real country. Man, it ain't.
You wrote a song that was kind of poking fun at the Sunshine State. Yeah. Now, that one's called, the official name for it was Sunshine State.
Yeah, and that song was written out. They had the song contest a couple years ago for the new State of Florida song. I guess you remember when that was a lot of ballyhoo about that. And Department of Commerce and
right.
Department of Tourism got together and thought we needed a new song. So I wrote it, and I actually wrote this song. I started out actually being sincere about it. And the harder I worked on it, the less sincere it got. And then finally it turned into kind of a spoof, I guess. But I actually submitted it.
Explain to people what you mean by that. What are some of the lyrics?
Well, I mean, the chorus is, come on down to the Sunshine State. And I had that, come on down to the Sunshine State. That was going to be the lead line in the new state song, because I was a seventh generation Floridian. I figured that it would pick it just because of that, you know. but I had that in there. I just kept trying to write, and then it just, for some reason, it said, I came up with, you know, come on down the Sunshine, bring your money, you know, to bring your money when you
check
came
out the place.
Check out the place. And chances are you'll decide to stay. Hell, everybody else does. And once I did that, we were kind of off to the races. So.
We got these snake farms and alligator wrestlers, more state executions than anywhere but Texas, plus shuffleboard and wet t-shirt concessions. Man, you gotta see it to believe it. Yeah, come on down to the Sunshine State. Bring your money, check out the place. Chances are you'll decide to stay. Hell, everybody else does.
I mean, that is a commentary.
Yeah, it is. And it's funny, and it's the most requested song I get when I play out. And I enjoy playing it. I never get tired of playing it.
Tell me some more about the other songs.
Tears from Carmen's Eyes, which you're on there, is probably my favorite song that I've done. It doesn't get played on the radio much because it's 7 minutes long.
Who's Carmen?
Carmen is the song, that song I was driving across the Everglades in the early 1980s, and she was singing on the radio. It was an AM radio station that I was picking up out of Miami. It was a Spanish radio station, and I don't remember her full name, but she was singing, and I was coming across the Everglades and experienced a kind of a really deep sense of loss, and that's what that is about. It's my favorite song, and probably most of my musical friends, musicians, would say that would be their favorite song, too.
There was an angry black cloud boiling in the western sky, and I smelled the wet dog smell of a coming rain. I saw the lightning bolts flame. I heard the whistle of the wind. I felt its power.
The song Pawn Shop is about me. And, we kind of have an ambivalent relationship with pawn shops. And we've all lost at least one good guitar in them.
My heart, it's like a pawn shop, where the empty shelves of mourning meet with calloused hands of loss. I trade for crumpled cash and some sad ticket stub that I shove down in my pocket, where it's as worthless as a broken watch. My heart, it's like a pawn.